It's a great team down at the Discovery Centre, so it's been very smooth running.
So tell us, how did this come about, and did you come about to be the curator of it?
Yeah, great. So it all started for me about 15 years ago. I met the artisans, the Nicolai family, over in Melbourne, my hometown, and they were installing a Da Vinci exhibition in Melbourne, and we got on very well, even though at the time I didn't speak much Italian and they didn't speak much English. They invited me over to Italy to apprentice with them and live and work with them, building and curating the machines of Leonardo da Vinci. So it was quite an interesting beginning.
Wow, so you've actually been involved in the building of these as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year or so I go over to Italy and I spend anywhere from 3 to 6 months in Florence in the workshop with the Nicolai family, the artisans of Florence, and we research and reconstruct the lost inventions of Leonardo da Vinci. So it's not a bad gig.
I'll tell you, it sounds a fantastic gig. He was a bit of a cluey lad, old Leonardo, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And many of the listeners might know that, you know, he was a scientist, obviously not just an artist. And he's probably more famous for some of his, you know, iconic inventions, such as the aerial screw, the precursor to the helicopter. But many people don't know that actually in his time he was quite famous for building robots, which is incredible.
It is quite amazing. You know, I've read bits and bobs, obviously, over the years, but, you know, some of his stuff just is so mind-boggling and mind-blowingly fantastic for the time. It's quite incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see how many inventions he came up with and then they weren't independently invented by somebody else within the next 300 or 400 years after he'd come up with them, you know, things like the scuba suit. And I often hear people joke, oh, gee, maybe he only invented a time machine and just brought all the knowledge back.
I've heard a few, like, conspiracy theories about that sort of thing as well. But, and you know what? I tell you what, compared to some of them you hear, you sort of think, well, if there was ever going to be one that you'd want to be true, it'd be this one, that's for sure. Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Well, to invent, you know, robots, cars, bicycles, helicopters, hang gliders, parachutes, it's a one smart cookie.
So I'm assuming you wouldn't be able to bring everything. So how do you choose what makes up the exhibition?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in all, we build about 200 different Da Vinci inventions, and any exhibition can only contain about 60 different exhibits because of, obviously, the space required. But you will be pleased to know that this collection is one of the largest. It's actually larger than our home museum in Florence because... when we're touring the show, we can sneak a few extra pieces on. And this one actually has a lot of robotics content, which is quite unique in the world. So we're pretty pleased to be bringing it here to Bendigo.
Yeah, no, it's very, very exciting. Do you have a particular favourite, Tom?
I do, yes. My favourite is the unique piece that we have here. It's the robotic or mechanical lion. And this was a piece that Leonardo had built for the Duke of Milan. He built it for the Duke to impress the King of France when he came to visit. And there are records at the time of people writing about having seen this incredible lion. And it walked up to the King of France, roared, stood up on its hind legs, and a trapdoor in its chest opened out, and lilies poured at the feet of the French king, when the lilies being the symbol of both Florence and France. So it was quite an incredible thing to witness, as you could imagine, back 500 years ago. But also the designs for that have been lost and misplaced. So it took us about 7 years of research into his 25,000 technical drawings to find enough information to reconstruct that robot.
I feel like we're talking science fiction here. You know, I feel like I'm reading an Arthur C. Clarke novel or something. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, with Da Vinci, sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. So he's quite an interesting character.
So where do you go from here? Do you travel the world with this mobile one, or does it generally or usually stay in Florence?
No, so we build special touring sets. We always had the kind of mission statement. We have a lot of people come through the museum in Florence saying, gee, we're so lucky to, you know, have come here and be able to be privileged to come to Florence and see this exhibition. So we thought, well, what about all the people who don't get that opportunity? And now more than ever with, you know, closed borders and difficulties in, with travel. So it's always been our mission to get the collections as far out and around the world as we can. And this will continue touring. It's going over to Las Vegas and we'll do a tour of America. But yeah, they constantly tour around. Wow.
Well, I've let you slack off from the bump in for about 5 minutes. So I'm going to let you go now. All the very best with it. Feb 22 through to June. And it's at, of course, the Bendigo Discovery Science and Technology Centre. And Tom Rizzo, thanks so much for being a guest on the Wake Up Call this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
All the very best. Yeah, that is some fantastic thing, isn't it?